This is episode 1724. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself. I know there are so many things you could be doing right now, but what you are doing as you get ready to meditate may just be the most important thing you do all day. In today's episode, we have reached the final episode of our seven-part series we've been exploring this week on friendship, the art of cultivating and maintaining friendships. Throughout this series, you have discovered some tools to help you become clear about the kind of friends that would be best for you, as well as what you have to offer others, and feeling confident and taking unique approaches as you cultivate new friends. In today's episode, you will be guided in a reflection meditation, taking a look over your week. Now, you may just be joining us, and that is fine, because whether or not you are focusing on a particular theme for a week, which is what we do here at the Daily Meditation Podcast and on the Sip and Om app as well. That's where you can go a little more deeply into meditation. You can try this app for 2 weeks free, and it gives you free access to the full app of over 1,700 guided meditations there, as well as weekly journals and guides that are customized around the theme. Again, that is the Sip and Om meditation app if you want full half-hour guided meditations. 2 weeks for you, absolutely free. Now, here you are, and when you think about building the kind of clarity that makes life so much easier to live, that's really what meditation can do for you, is to allow you to assess what your stress triggers are and how you're doing, how you're feeling. It's so easy to numb out or to stuff your feelings. And so as you meditate, you allow yourself to become aware of what's really going on in your life. So it's important to do a reflection type of meditation where you go back through your week or even through your day. The Dalai Lama is noted to do this technique daily. So you could do this daily, but for this episode, I'll guide you as you go back and reflect over your whole week. Now, as you do this, you won't be noticing every single thing you did throughout the week. You would be meditating quite a while if you did that. Simply notice the highlights of your week. And in particular, notice what was difficult for you and why something or someone or some situation was difficult for you, what may have triggered that experience and how you responded and maybe how you wish you would have responded. This is how you improve. Constant self-improvement involves this reflection. And also notice what went well for you, your big wins for the week. And notice what triggered those feelings of happiness and peace. Notice what makes you tick. This is the true essence of doing a reflection. So as you settle yourself down today, and calm your mind and your body, begin to notice your breath. Your breath will reveal to you the kind of emotional state you're in. Your breath and your emotional state are interconnected. So just notice your breath. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice where you seem to harbor any tension. Do you feel it in your stomach? Or maybe your throat feels constricted, or your chest feels heavy. Notice what may have triggered the emotional state you are currently experiencing right this moment. Now take a look back over your week. Just notice the different highlights of your week. Notice how you respond to different memories that come up. Notice what seems to jump out at you as a difficult time, something that was a challenge or a struggle. And just notice how you feel in your body as you remember. Notice what may have triggered those moments that were challenging. Notice what seemed like beautiful memories of the week. Those times when you felt content or excited or happy and healthy. Notice what triggered those responses. Now allow yourself to simply be as you. Allow the dust to settle for the week and prepare for a brand new series beginning tomorrow, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.